It is with great joy that I welcome you to Rome, dear brothers and sisters, for the beatification of Mother Marian Cope. I know that your participation in Saturday's solemn liturgy, so significant for the Universal Church, will have been a source of renewed grace and commitment to the exercise of charity which marks the life of every Christian. Marian Cope's life was one of profound faith and love, which bore fruit in a missionary spirit of immense hope and trust. In 1862, she entered the congregation of the Franciscan Sisters of Syracuse, where she imbibed the particular spirituality of St. Francis of Assisi, dedicating herself wholeheartedly to spiritual and corporal works of mercy. Her own experience of consecrated life saw an extraordinary apostolate unfold, adorned with heroic virtue. As is well known, while Mother Marian was superior general of her congregation, the then Bishop of Honolulu invited the order to come to Hawaii and work among the lepers. Leprosy was spreading rapidly and causing inspeccable suffering and misery among the afflicted. 50 other congregations received the same plea for assistance, but only Mother Marian, in the name of her sister, responded positively. True to the charism of the order and imitation of St. Francis, who had embraced lepers, Mother Marian volunteered herself for the mission with a trusting yes. And for 35 years, until her death in 1918, our new blessed dedicated her life to the love and service of lepers on the islands of Maui and Molokai. Undoubtedly, the generosity of Mother Marian was, humanly speaking, exemplary. Good intentions and selfless alone, however, do not adequately explain her vocation. It is only the perspective of faith which enables us to understand her witness as a Christian and a religious to that sacrificial love which reaches its fullness in Jesus Christ. All that she achieved was inspired by her personal love of the Lord, which she in turn expressed through her love of souls abandoned and rejected by society in a most wretched way. Dear brothers and sisters, let us today be inspired by Blessed Marian Cope to renew our commitment to walk the path of holiness. With my own prayers that your pilgrimage here to Rome may be a time of spiritual enrichment, I gladly impart to you my apostolic blessing, which I willingly extend to the members of your families at home, especially those who are ill or suffering in any way. Sit nomen Domini benedictum. Adiutorium nostrum in nomine Domini. Benedicat vos omnipotens Deus, Pater et Filius et Spiritus Sanctus.